Technology, Access Rights of State and Local Government Employees with Disabilities, Part 1, by Stephen Mendelson. Editor's note, how often have we heard the term undue hardship in regards to employers' reasons for failing to make reasonable accommodations for their employees? How repeatedly are we reminded that if only universal design principles would be applied, we could keep technology costs down? A recent court decision speaks to these important issues. This article is adapted with permission from the author. Stephen Mendelson's forthcoming book, People with Disabilities and Employment Law, will be available later this year. The second part of this article will appear in the summer BC. Jury trials are rare in this country. Most cases, including most disability rights cases, are resolved without them. But a recent federal district court jury verdict February 26, 2016 in Riazadin v. Montgomery County, MD may take its place as one of the most important civil rights verdicts ever reached. The case asks whether it is a denial of reasonable accommodations for a public sector employer to refuse to make workplace technology accessible to an employee who is blind. Although the facts of each case are crucial, the Riazadin case stands for the proposition that denial of accessibility to the technology needed to perform one's job can be a form of employment discrimination. To understand the significance of the decision, its long history must be reviewed. Last month's verdict was the culmination of a five-year struggle that began with a decision in favor of the employer by the Federal District Court, then proceeded to reversal of that decision by the Appeals Court, followed by the trial ordered by that Appeals Court. Montgomery County, MD decided to consolidate the customer service functions of various agencies into one centralized call center, to be known as AMC 311. The county did not consider accessibility in the procurement of technology for MC 311 and had never asked any of the bidders about the accessibility of their products. Long after all the key procurement, design and budgetary decisions had been made, the county discovered that among the workers it planned to transfer to the new call center was an employee who was blind. The county also discovered that the new system was inaccessible to her. After the failure, under disputed circumstances, of attempts to reasonably accommodate Riazadin by transferring her to another job, where the MC-311 system would not be used, she filed suit under Section 504 of the Federal Rehabilitation Act, alleging discrimination by an entity receiving federal financial assistance, namely the county government. Virtually all state and local governments receive federal financial assistance, so are subject to the non-discrimination requirements of Section 504. Riazadin also filed suit under Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, which covers the activities of state and local governments. The first court decision, the district court granted summary judgment to the defendant, the county, thus dismissing Riazadin's complaint without a trial. In reaching its decision, the district court ruled, among other things, that requiring the MC-311 system to be made accessible would constitute an undue hardship to the county as a matter of law. Undue hardship, usually but not solely defined in financial terms, is one defense available to employers in disability discrimination cases. If an accommodation would constitute an undue hardship, the employer is excused from the obligation to provide it. The district court's decision, and perhaps even more the reasoning underlying it, provoked outrage and anxiety among people with disabilities and advocates. A vigorous appeal was filed and in June 2015, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit reversed key portions of the district court decision and sent the case back to that court for a trial on the key legal and factual issues. The appeals court findings. The appeals court found in Riazadin's favor on her Section 504 claim. The district court had been wrong to dismiss that claim and it was reinstated. But the appeals court affirmed the district court's dismissal of Riazadin's ADA claim, so the ADA was out of the case. Before discussing Riazadin's successful Section 504 claim, it is important to explain why her ADA claim failed. Riazadin had brought her ADA claim under the wrong part of the ADA. She filed suit under Title II of the ADA, which covers the activities of state and local governments. The appeals court ruled that Title I of the ADA, covering employment discrimination, was the part of the law Riazadin should have used. The court does not opine on what the outcome might have been if Riazadin had used Title I, but the likelihood is that she would have won. This matters because with private sector or non-profit employers, unless they are receiving federal financial assistance,
Section
504 will not be available. In any event,
Section
504 still got Riazuddin where she needed to go. The
Section
504 claim. The appeals court ruled that the
Section
504 claim should be reinstated and allowed to go to trial on whether Riazuddin could perform the essential job functions of a call center employee, whether the county reasonably accommodated her, and if the county did not, whether its failure could be excused under the defense of undue hardship. These were the questions raised by the evidence, and it had been wrong for the trial court to decide them summarily. These were the issues framing the jury trial that took place last month. The appeals court's opinion did give the trial court considerable guidance on how these key issues should be approached, and on how the evidence should be evaluated. The appeals court's guidance. The appellate court's narration of the history of the case gives us a detailed look into its thinking that would guide the district court later. It recounted the history of the procurement of the MC311 software, including the fact that it can be operated in two different modes. According to the testimony, the high interactivity mode is not accessible because using a technology that screen reader software cannot interpret. The court then went on to briefly explain what screen reader technology does. Standard interactivity mode is accessible because written in standard HTML and JavaScript, which are compatible with screen reader software. The county's license allowed running the software in either mode, but the county chose to deploy it in the first mode only. By the time, 11 months after procuring its license, the county got around to asking Oracle about accessibility, the company estimated that it would cost $200,000 to make the Siebel software accessible through standard interactivity mode, and even then three features would not be. Over the next year, the county received steadily rising cost estimates of accessibility from the subcontractor hired by Oracle to configure the system. In October 2009, Riazuddin's unit was transferred to the new call center, but because of its inaccessibility, not Riazuddin. Instead, she was assigned and reassigned to units that had not yet been integrated into MC311. Though still employed full-time, there was little work for her to do, and email among various supervisors expressed concern about the make-work nature of her position. In October 2011, Riazuddin was informed that she would not be transferred to MC311, as she still hoped and expected, and that it would not be made accessible because it was too expensive for the county to make the software accessible. Riazuddin suggested two possible accessibility fixes, two reasonable accommodations that would allow her to perform the essential job functions of an MC311 employee. The county rejected both options, contending that its decision to configure the system in the high interactivity mode only was necessary to promote worker efficiency while keeping costs as low as possible. In rejecting this defense, the court noted the county had presented no evidence about worker productivity while working in the high interactivity mode. Thus, its claims were speculative. Nor could the court accept the claim that using the high interactivity mode was an essential job function, especially in light of Riazuddin's evidence about other call centers operating without it. In reaching its decision, the district court had never addressed the reasonableness of Riazuddin's proposed accommodations. Instead, it had limited its reasonable accommodations analysis to the finding that the county had met its obligations by offering Riazuddin alternative employment. However, the district court had never considered whether that alternative employment was equivalent to Riazuddin's former job. Reasonable accommodations. In deciding that the reassignment was a reasonable accommodation, the district court had taken upon itself to decide a key factual question that, without evidence, it had no right to decide at the summary judgment stage of the case. Although the law grants employers wide latitude in deciding which reasonable accommodation to provide when more than one is available, the appeals court emphasized that for an accommodation to be reasonable, it should provide a meaningful equal employment opportunity. Meaningful equal employment opportunity means an opportunity to attain the same level of performance as is available to non-disabled employees having similar skills and abilities. Here, although Riazuddin kept her same salary, the county cobbled together an assortment of make-work tasks that did not amount to full-time employment. In the county's view, reassignment was enough to meet its reasonable accommodations obligations. But the appeals court understood that make-work reassignments wouldn't do, even if pay and benefits were left unchanged. The appeals court understood that if cutting wages or benefits were the only test, employers might find it expedient to absorb the salary of a marginalized employee rather than make technological or procedural changes in the workplace. That is why the articulation by this reasoning court of the meaningful equal employment opportunity standard for evaluating reassignments is so important.